Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Shot clock down to 5. Ball to Draymond. Draymond dribbles, gets downhill, beats Towns to the rim, and scores a layup with a left hand. Timeout, New York. The Warriors lead 94-88.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on that call. And thanks to Steve Kerr and the Warriors. Regular season opener tonight in L.A. against the Lakers. They'll be without Moses Moody and Melton. But this is the latest from Sham Sharania, ESPN. Hey, who's Kerr starting?
So I'm told Steve Kerr is leaning towards starting Jonathan Kuminga in the starting lineup, which would mean Al Horford coming off the bench. And I think that's something to keep an eye on over the early part of this season. Jonathan Kuminga getting a good chunk of starts here. And so the potential lineup here that we see, Stephen Curry, Brandon Podziemski, Jimmy Butler, Jonathan Kuminga, and then Draymond Green playing at the five. And Al Horford, his age, how many years he's been in the league, and monitoring that, the back-to-backs and his minutes early in the season. And Moses Moody is another player who's injured, has a calf strain. He's going to be out tonight. He was vying for a potential starting spot, too. He will not be starting tonight. Obviously, Podziemski will be at the two. I'm told Friday, potentially, season debut for Moses Moody from that calf strain.
All right, that's Sham Sharania of ESPN. And I guess the big news is Jonathan Kuminga is going to start tonight. And there is no doubt that's at least different from the way things ended last year. I mean, Steve Kerr's made it clear.
Wow.
He's not crazy about Butler, Kuminga, and Green on the floor at the same time, but he's going to start game one with the three of them on the floor at the same time. So for now, I guess Gooey's committed.
Yeah, and like I said, just, you know, from a Jonathan Kuminga standpoint, fit in, do what you need to do, do what you know you haven't been doing, and then let the chips fall where they may. But it's funny, Shams also talked about spelling Horford, but I thought Horford was, and again, this is one game, so we could fluctuate and change, and we know Kerr has done that in the past, but that's what you were doing, and I thought the benefit of adding Horford to this team was to spell Draymond, you know what I mean? And it's just one game, Stoney. No Moody. Who's to say Moody wouldn't have been in there if he was healthy? But you got to think, everything that played out in the offseason with J.K., the possible scenarios, and now you get a start. And I think a lot has to do, Stoney, with Cech and Luka. We'll see if he could take advantage of it. I know it's only one game, but yeah, that's a shocker to me.
Yeah. First challenge is to stay out of foul trouble, to not get into foul trouble early in that game if he is going to be guarding Luka Doncic. Let's go to Jay. Jay's in San Jose. What's going on, Jay? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having my call.
Sure.
Steiny and Guru, I need you guys to get your pen and paper out, and this is going to be a three-tier phone call because I'm going to break it down.
I got my pen.
Okay, Guru. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start with teams, and we're talking age, health, and experience, okay? So if we're going to get a Warriors age, health, and experience and say, if this happens, that will happen, then let's give it to the rest of the league or the West also. So Houston, Dallas, Denver, Minnesota, OKC, Lakers, Clippers. That's 17. If you give all of them health, we know that age is good, and all of them has experience now. Each one of those teams, none of those teams are like young and like they just gotten better. I don't see the Warriors beating any of them teams in seven-game series, and that's 17. Now, second tier, Portland got better. Sac is still there. San Antonio much better. Utah better. Memphis, Pelicans. Those teams may not be as good as the Warriors, but they got enough youth and a little experience to wear the Warriors down where every night they're wearing on them. So just looking at it from that standpoint, you still, like, that maybe the eighth best team, maybe? We ain't got enough. So now we're going to go to the second level, Steve Kerr. Okay, so let's take away, let's look at, like, let's say the 49ers, the last two games. Shanahan and Siler showed us how coaching alone can get us one or two games.
All right.
Like, them last two games, now, name a game that Steve Kerr has gave us just from his coaching alone. Last season, we just needed him to get us one game against Minnesota. Just give us one, Steve, where we can say, yeah, and bring Curry back. He can't get us one game. You name a game where Steve Kerr has showed his coaching ability.
He's up.
Okay, now.
Jay.
He came into the...
Jay, he's saving it for this year.
Okay, that's funny. Okay, the reality of Steve Kerr is he inherited that team from Mark Jackson. The system he run, he got it from Tex Winters in Chicago and in San Antonio Popovich. So, if you give him all that already ready-made team, system that he had got from previous teams he had played on and coaches he'd been under, what's great about him?
I got you, Jay. But
Jay mentioned Sacramento, the Kings, and shout out to D'Lo and Casey. The Kings are a mess. Now, I do look at Memphis, Donnie, and the Spurs. They're going to be problems, and they could be playoff teams, but miss me with Sacramento right now. They are a mess. But if you're Steve Kerr and you were around that, Jay, don't you want to take all that and soak all that stuff up so when you get a job, you run that same or implement that same offense? Isn't that what life is about? Come on, Jay. You're not a big Kerr fan.
No. Why? Now what? I'm being serious here. Why are you saying the Kings are a mess?
Because Keegan Murray tore his thumb ligaments. He's out for Lord knows how. I don't like...
Well, he's not even a starter, is he?
Stoney, stop. They just gave him some bridge. Yes.
Have you seen their starting lineup?
Can you read it to us? It is...
Well, Murray might be in it, but so Sabonis.
Yeah, Murray. Yeah.
LaVine.
Okay.
DeRozan.
Yep.
Either Monk or...
Schroeder.
Oh, that's right. Schroeder's on that team, too.
And Sabonis tweaked his hammy, so he won't be playing open tonight. But yeah.
Or Keon Ellis.
It don't fit.
Or Westbrook.
Wow.
There's a lot of guys who need the basketball on that team, Steiny.
I'm out on Sac. Sac's been good to me, Stoney. I don't see it right now.
I mean, I don't. What's their over-under total, do you think, about? Do you know?
I think it's like 35.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. The way you were talking about them was like a 25-win team. And I was,
well, they might be.
Remember, Sac was on the way up when they knocked off the Warriors a couple years ago, and Mike Brown was coaching it. What happened?
They weren't that good, and they eliminated the Warriors.
Sports,
that
man,
year.
Damn! I mean, Sac was hot. The beam.
This is from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. How do you guys allow this Jay nonsense and agree with it?
Who agreed? I just dismissed it.
I think it's like the second part.
The dude got four championships, Jay. And he wants to say he's stealing offenses from whoever. That's what you do.
I'm talking about you can easily see how some people have the Warriors at 7 or 8. I mean, they're not, you know, OKC, Denver, Houston.
All right, that's
you really going to pick them over there? You think they're going to win more than Minnesota?
Now that one, I
more than Dallas, more than both the Clippers and the Lakers. San Antonio, are they knocking on the door in the playoffs?
They're young and coming. They're for real. It's going to be hard, just like it was last year, to even get in the playoffs. But Scotty, I got to say something. The Van Vliet injury to me, I don't know, man. They're still going to be good and make the playoffs. Don't get me wrong, but that was the grown-up in the room, a true traditional point guard. Maybe they make a change. But what about the guy you guys were talking about, Evan, yesterday for the Houston? They didn't think he's ready yet, huh?
Reed Shepard?
Yeah.
He didn't start all last year.
Yeah.
He'll probably start at some point.
Yeah.
But they're going to start a lineup
Thompson,
that's 6'10".
Now, wow.
I mean, look, I could be wrong. To me, the Van Vliet injury doesn't impact the Warriors during the regular season. Houston's going to win more games than the Warriors, I believe, without Van Vliet. They're going to win a lot of regular season games.
I ain't got
nothing
for you there.
I don't know about the postseason, but I think they'll win a lot of games. What about Dallas? Where's Dallas going to be?
Steiny, that front line with Flagg and Kyrie when he does come back, I mean, damn. Like, I'm really attracted to that on paper. I mean, Dallas has some action when Kyrie comes back, and by all accounts, he's supposed to come back when, I don't know. But even without him, they got D'Angelo Russell to kind of hold it down, but yeah, whatever. But man, they got some talent and size.
All right, if you're just joining us, the Warriors' season opener is tonight in Los Angeles against the Lakers, and Sham Sharania of ESPN is reporting that Steve Kerr is leaning towards starting Jonathan Kuminga tonight, which would mean it's Curry, it's Pajemski, it's Butler, Kuminga, and Draymond Green.
Yeah, man.
So the big story to me is an obvious one, and that is, man, after talking a lot in the past about how Jimmy Butler and Draymond and Jonathan Kuminga just don't seem to fit, he's going to run them out there together right off the bat. And in fairness to Curry, he said he was going to do that at the end of last year because he felt like if Kuminga were here, he had to do it.
Sonny, I'm all in, but I'm so excited to see. But I do got to say this, and I'm proud of myself and his growth. It's one game. There is no Moody, and I do wonder if Moody were available, would he get the start? Horford. It's just one game, so I can't go make, in my mind, okay, Horford's not starting when he could start Thursday for the home opener against Denver, But, again, I want the Warriors to win, Steiny, and I know they're favored. There's no LeBron, but I would just love to see the team play well and Kuminga get an opportunity that we didn't think he was going to get this early. And a lot of people out there could be you're putting too much on it. But I don't think I am because of what you just said happened this offseason. And Kerr kind of, okay, I said that at one point, Steiny, but let's see if there's been growth. And the biggest part of that question mark in regard to growth is Kuminga figuring out how to play with some guys that a lot of people think he can't.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. This was Steve Kerr earlier on Jonathan Kuminga, what the Warriors need versus what Kuminga needs. And if you're just joining us, Jonathan Kuminga is going to be in the starting lineup tonight, at least according to Sham Sharania, with Moody out.
That's really been kind of the thing that's held him back, right, is what we need versus what he wants to do. And there's no denying that that's been an issue, and there's no denying that there's a place for him on this team. We don't have that big athletic wing player like he represents. But the fact is we're going to run our offense through Steph and Jimmy for obvious reasons. They're two of the best players in the league. They create stuff for other players. So JK, the more he can defend with activity, rebound, run the floor, then the better chance he has to play. And everybody progresses at a different rate. Things can click. But those are the things I'm going to continue to ask of him. And I have no doubt, too, that there's going to be times this year where we gotta get him the ball and run the offense through him. We got an older team. There's going to be games where, you know, Steph is out, Jimmy's out, maybe both of them are out. So we're going to ask JK to do what we ask every player to do, and that's commit to whatever it takes to win the game. That's the idea.
Man, and what have you guys been talking about all morning? And the callers, the West, they got athletic bigs, you know, wings everywhere, and you got one, and now you just hope he pops.
I just can't. What's changed?
He started before as a Golden State
right,
Warrior.
And Kerr, like, what changed? Seriously. Kerr was adamant last year that those three didn't fit. Is he just placating Kuminga and the organization?
No, I don't believe.
Well, what changed?
It's a new season.
Okay.
They had an off season, and maybe JK changed. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, like, I'm not that.
That's not a red flag for anybody?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he did have a good game against LA last year with those two players, with Jimmy. Maybe Kerr just feels like this is a good matchup for him.
Could be that.
Need somebody to guard Luka to Don.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if this is something, like Evan was talking about, is it a one-game thing because Moody's not playing and he likes the Kuminga on Doncic matchup, or is this something that he's gonna try to force feed?
Well, do you guys think he's starting if Moody's healthy?
No, I do not. Do you?
No, he's not. I don't think.
Right. Do you?
I don't.
Let's go to City Boy. City Boy, what's going on, man?
Hey, happy opening day. Nice to talk to you, fellas. Man, I'm excited. And, you know, it's funny listening to the people call in and sort of talk about the West and all these other teams and how good they are. And, you know, I couldn't care less, as Rick Barry would say. I could not care less, because I'm worried about this team and how they're going to do. And, Nick Friedell is an interesting guy, because sometimes I would call him a Warriors hater. I just think he keeps it excessively real when he discusses the Warriors. And sometimes that means being a little overly pessimistic. But I thought he was spot on this year with his assessment, because this isn't about the regular season as long as they can get to the playoffs, because this team needs to be healthy when it matters most. And if they are, they have a fighter's chance against anybody in a series. And I mean anybody. I don't care what their roster says it is. These are championship players. And as we all know, in the playoffs, that does matter, as long as their skill level is still at the requisite level, which I think it will be. And Matt, you and I kind of had a disagreement on Friday. We were chatting and we disagreed pretty significantly on Kuminga. And what I want to say, you know, I told you that Kerr needs to start him and he needs to force feed it and let it evolve, because we haven't seen it, you know. And I think that all this sort of, I don't want to call it speculation, because Kerr is obviously a basketball savant. He knows the game better than I ever would. But at the same time, we haven't seen, like, he's basically said it doesn't fit, but he hasn't let it play out to see that it doesn't fit. And I think, you know, it sucks, because that last 3 weeks, that 3 week span, 4 week span where Kuminga was playing out of his mind before he got injured, and then he came back and was right to the bench and just DNPs and didn't get a chance. So we really haven't seen Kuminga's evolution. And maybe we were seeing that, you know, caterpillar blossom into the butterfly, you know, and we didn't get to see it play out. And Kerr didn't allow that to happen. And, you know, he has his reasons. And you know, I think he's being a little dogmatic and a little, like, just sticking to his little, you know, kind of myopic viewpoint rather than maybe giving this a chance. And Moody being out might be the reason he's starting. But he could get Wally Pipped easy. If Kuminga plays well and shows that he can fit in this lineup, and Jimmy said he thinks it could fit, so let's hope it fits. And he can bump Moody out of the lineup, and we get a starting lineup that we're going to see tonight going forward. You know, that would be what I'm hoping to see. You know,
appreciate it. Thanks, City. But, you know, for every, like, I would contend, okay, so Kuminga's starting tonight?
Yeah, but
what about Thursday?
See, and that's what I'm saying. It's a work in progress. If Moody's healthy and we're all right, and we think Moody would have got the nod, then it was all for, you know, just this one game. But now, if he's starting twice, then maybe City Boy's onto something. But in regard to your big question, you know, what changed? I mean, you got to give it a go, right? And this is proof, and it's one game, four quarters, right? That Kerr is not a slave to they don't fit, and I'm not going to try anything, knowing that this is probably their last opportunity or opening night with Kuminga as a Warrior. You know, why not be proactive? But
what about, what about just from a basketball standpoint, they're shooting with that team? They don't really have a lot of three-point shooters in that unit. It's just Curry, and who's the other guy? I can't even tell.
Well, your boy will take two or three, Kuminga.
Pods. He's not a –
He'll take four or five.
Like, I guess he was – again, you're
it's
right.
It's not the finishing lineup either, but go ahead.
No, it can't be. Yeah. Like, I don't see how that could be the finishing lineup. I'm just wondering, you know, all the things that he was questioning about it last year. Maybe, you know, maybe Kuminga can shoot well enough from three this year. I don't know.
And maybe this is, could this be the byproduct of a, I know you laughed at me and kind of scoffed at the notion. It's time to be, well, that's all the time. But remember I told you maybe Lacob and Kerr had a conversation about this year and Kuminga as they wrapped up his contract talk. So maybe this could be a byproduct of that or just a one-off in regard to Moody not being available.
Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
Hey, listen, I see it as perfectly, you know, a perfectly way to go because without Moody there in the lineup, why not challenge the kid to come out and defend Luka? You know, put it on the kid and let him see how – I mean, you know, this starting lineup thing is pretty much meaningless anyway, I mean, to me. But I pretty much think that he wants to see if he'll play – the way, you know, that I saw him actually play a little bit in the preseason, and that's move the basketball, run the floor, and defend. If he does that, he'll get some playing time, you know?
No doubt.
You're right about the three-point shooting, though. There's not that much in that, you know. Pods and Curry, yeah. And Moody is a much better three-point shooter, but I think it's a challenge to J.K. to say, you want to play? Let's see you take on Luka and play the game the way we want you to play. And I think, you know, he'll get his playing time if he does that. And Kerr doesn't make decisions based on what Joe – I no way I believe that Joe Lacob would ever interfere with telling him who to play. Not in a million years.
No, and in fact –
that's not the way he operates his business.
Yeah, no, in fact, Joe talked about that with Tim Kawakami and said, I'd never tell Steve how to play, you know.
What to do.
Jonathan Kuminga a certain amount of minutes. No, I actually agree completely with the last caller. It's the first game of the year. The stakes are low. Moody's not playing. Put Kuminga in there. Tell him to defend Luka. See how he plays offensively as the third option next to Curry and next to Butler, knowing that he's not going to, you know, he's not going to have the offense run through him, but see what it looks like. Yeah, it makes sense to do it tonight and to do it as much as you think you can do it early in the season. To get a sense for whether it's going to work or not.
And if Kuminga were right here, Steiny, would you look him in dead in the eyes like I would and say, son, this is an opportunity. Not to start 81 of the other games, Steiny, but just to show that you've made some progress in regard to, you know, having limitations on who you can play with. That's all I'm looking at this game. Like, it'd be a good start to get a showing from him, man.
I mean, you're saying this is an opportunity. I mean, damn, Jonathan, you've had opportunities for years and years and years. Like, I don't expect to see, you know, a night and day difference between Kuminga. I expect him to kind of smooth out the rough edges and prove to people that he can play with Curry and Draymond and Butler.
That's what I said.
That's what he's got to do. And he's not been able to do that. He has not been able to convince Steve Kerr that he can play with these guys, and he's going to get another shot at it tonight. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's that chant. We have not heard it too much this year here at Chase. That Warriors chant echoing through Chase Center. Schroeder with the ball at the logo. Guarded by Gilgeous Alexander. Goes by him. Hand off Payton. Goes up.
Oh! He dunked it out, Hartenstein! Little elevation sensation for GP2, and the Warriors lead 114 to 105.
My fault.
Dub Nation, this is Trace Jackson Davis, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on that call from last year against the OKC Thunder. The Warriors handled the Thunder last year. 2 out of 3? Is it 2 out of 3? Yeah.
They're champs. It's not even my... Did you act like a trade went down with this Kuminga starting? It's just one game,
no, just
partner.
Recognize it for what it is.
What is it?
You know what? I'm not even going to say anything. Let's go to Tim in Raleigh,
okay.
North Carolina.
Man. Oh, he's I'm just a bubbly.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Look, man, I'm not even going to start no drama because I don't even know why it is any. Guru, you said it. Like, 6 months ago, this was the lineup that closed out the Lakers. He played a great game, and that was it. Like, why y'all making it? We really about to do this the whole year. Why can't y'all just simply say, yeah, this was a great closing lineup. They won the game. This was the lineup that closed the game out. This was one of the 18 games that when he returned, he played great. They had a good team. They played good that night. And let's just move on.
No, Tim.
Like, why we got to do this? I told y'all need to get this kid royalties because this station, because now we all going to talk about it, and then will it going to come in on the crossover and talk about it, and we make it way more than it is. Like, let the kid, he ain't got to prove nothing no more. Just go play,
oh,
man.
Either he's
going to play good. Guys, either he's going to play good and he's going to stay on the team, or he's not, and he's going to get traded.
Yeah, but Tim,
this is why I didn't want to go through this, guys.
But in the meantime, Tim, you got to just be honest. And Willard's coming up, and nobody hates Kuminga. I hope he ends up being a starter. All I'm saying
is you got to admit this is an early opportunity for Kuminga. This could truly be a byproduct of no Moody. It don't matter. But if this young man goes out and has the game that he had last year in L.A. on TNT, I mean, I'm just saying this is a footnote you put in the file. That's all.
How many we got on file that he done this?
Okay, well, Stani the Minnesota series.
Stani early talking about free throws, but when he hit game-winning free throws against Phoenix, we act like we forget everything the kid does. Like, it don't matter. We're going to always find a way to figure out what he don't do. He can't win here. So it's ridiculous, and you know how this thing goes, Guru.
Yeah, Stani, I thought you'd be happy, though, Tim. Yeah, I thought you'd be happy, though, tonight. Forget us just for a second. For him starting tonight, open tonight, and we really, truly don't know the real reason. Maybe it's basketball reason for him to guard Luka.
Okay.
Just celebrate that and watch him tonight.
I'm happy about that, Guru.
Okay,
I love the way he's been playing in the preseason. I love the way he's trying to fill the stat sheet. I love that he's doing it the right way. Go out there, take about 5 to 10 shots, get you some assists, some rebounds, and keep doing what you've been doing in the preseason. That's all I really want to see him do. You're absolutely right, Guru.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Tim.
I don't remember him closing out Phoenix with free throws.
I'm sure he did. Okay. One game, you know, a couple games. I'm sure
Tim
he did fine.
Like he was in the playoffs. I love Tim, man.
And, you know, Tim misses the bigger point.
Nobody hates
And it's
him.
That he's going, he looks like he might be going, starting some nights, not starting others. And that's something he's got to get used to again this year. But that's been at the root of some of the issues, is that some nights he plays a lot, some night he doesn't play a lot.
But Steve Kerr, Stani, look at Moody. Remember, he was getting his chain yelled. Yeah, I mean, this happened. So we got to, Warrior fans should know, like I'm not blown away. I'm just shocked because we just had the exercise of who's starting. But no Moody. And I'm just looking at Jonathan Kuminga and where he's at in his career with the Warriors and what went on. Okay, you got the first crack at it, and I'm rooting for you.
I mean, I do disagree with Tim that Kuminga's got nothing to prove.
Oh, no, that's where he was wrong.
I completely disagree.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Unfortunately, Jonathan Kuminga has to prove that he can play with Steph, Draymond, Butler, and Horford maybe to a lesser extent.
And he did, we had a caller before we went to break, mentioned Jimmy Butler did say, and that was during the Minnesota series, no Curry. You kind of like, I'm paraphrasing, I don't know where you guys got that. I could play with him, you know.
We got it from the coach. The coach said it. Not fans, the coach. I'll tell you what, you just, like, that's what I can't stand. Oh, you guys in the media, it's Kerr. It's Kerr. It's not the media. Kerr's the guy who's keeping Kuminga off the floor. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors-Lakers tonight.
Willard and Dibbs from Splash.
What's going on over there? They have a watch party?
Man, opening night.
Yeah, I know, but big watch party going on over there?
Yeah, he cannot be that
They're
guy.
Showing the game, too.
I would.
Yeah, and at the restaurant.
Hey, World Series start tonight?
Friday.
Oh, okay. So the baseball fans all laugh at the NBA when the NBA takes a week off, but baseball's doing the same thing.
I did this last year when I found out I was on a Friday. What's bugging me? I think it stinks, but I'll be watching.
They do this every year.
Yeah, I don't remember.
They just give the Dodgers the ring.
Ah.
Can I say something real quick about one of our brothers in the media, Rob Parker? He had the nerve, and you can call him, put him, book him. He had the nerve to say what Ohtani did Friday night wasn't that special.
That wasn't as special as Rick Wise. I told you that.
That is straight up hate. You should lose your credentials, Rob. Just tell me you hate a guy without telling me you hate a guy. 3 homers, 6 scoreless innings. That wasn't impressive. Come on, Rob. I'll give you the gamote, but come on.
415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work
My
Injury Attorneys text line. Steiner, you waffle back and forth. Oh, really? On what? On saying it's not me, it's Kerr, and then saying what you truly think about JK, which is the same thing. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Kerr never said this offseason Kuminga would never start a game. You know what I'm saying? So he gets his shot. Let's go.
I'm kind of with Kerr. In this day, okay, I guess I'm a hater. In this day and age, with 53-point shots a game, you're gonna put a line. You want a lineup out there to work with Butler, Green, and Kuminga. All right, give it a try. Maybe it'll work. Yeah. I'm not sure how when three-point shooting is so important these days.
But it's not
days.
A three-point contest, Donnie, and this thing could go.
You know what I mean,
though. But they could play 5 minutes and he could yank two dudes out. They could play 4 minutes and then two dudes come out.
Right, then they're not playing together is all I'm saying. So, I don't think this lineup is, you know, like the worst in basketball, right. But I do think it's got limitations, especially now with the three-point shooting being like, I think this lineup may be able, you know, they may be able to attack Curry. Like, when I mean attack, I mean defend Curry with more guys. And
basketball
just,
doesn't work that way.
No, it does, Steve.
So let's just say Horford was in there for the sake of it. So you got Horford, Pods, and Curry. Yeah. That would have sufficed for you?
Yeah. Because then,
I mean, Kuminga can shoot the three,
but it's about being guarded.
Mm.
It's about being guarded, and I don't think it's going to be a long time before Kuminga ever gets guarded at the 3-point line, because there are other aspects of his offensive game that are, to me, way better than that.
Yeah,
he's got to prove that he can kind of beat you from out there, but. He can't do it shooting three threes a game and making one of them.
I'll say this, and I gave Kerr his flowers. You could give them to him for so many different reasons, and being the one of the architects of a dynasty, the coach, and to get 4 rings. But I said he's always open. I mentioned his interviews with Willard and Dibbs, and what I'm excited about, and Stein, he's going to tell us before or after the game what went into his decision to start Kuminga. You know, that's going to be one of the first questions, and we'll know.
Well, he might get asked that before the game if he puts a starting lineup out there.
Yeah.
And listen, the other thing is maybe he's just, and I mean Kerr, has just decided that when he's load managing any of the big boys, he'll just start Kuminga.
Yeah.
As a way to shoehorn him in and see if they can make it work. But I know that he didn't like that lineup last year. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If he doesn't like it this year and it's not working, how much is he going to go to it?
Yeah. I just hope when I see you tomorrow, obviously the Warriors win the game. But just from this standpoint and Jonathan Kuminga getting the starts down there, I would love to come in tomorrow and tell you, I don't care what he shot from the field. If he got 7 to 8 rebounds, if – you know, 28 to 30 minutes, if he got 7 to 8 rebounds. Just, to, you know, that was something you weren't doing for whatever reason. Just knock that out the park if you can. Play sound defense. Pick the guy up 94 feet. You can do it in your sleep. So, I don't know why. I just got a little giddy up in my hitch because I just – we played the starting lineup game. I just didn't have him in there.
Let's go to Mr. Lee in Fairfield. What's going on, Mr. Lee? How you doing?
Steiny Guru, my boys.
Hey.
Hey, man, I'm so tired. So we back to the new year, and everybody calling in again about Kuminga. Kuminga can do this. Kuminga can do that, man. We still trying to define what this guy can do. He should be defining himself what his role is on the team. And I'm tired of waiting to see what he's going to do. This is his fifth year. Don't get me wrong, man. The Warriors are an okay, talented team. By the third year, if he was as talented as people keep calling in saying he is, he should already be starting. I harp on this last year. The two boys from Oakland, the Thompson boys,
yeah,
came in and they defined just what we do well. And you can't keep us off the court because we defend so well. We keep talking about Kuminga, and all we ever say, guys, he's athletic.
Yeah.
He's our most athletic player. We never say he's our second best ball handler. He's our second best rebounder. He's our second best post-up guy. He's our best post-up guy. All we keep talking about with this young man is how athletic he is. The league is full of athletic dudes. What else can you do besides jump out the gym and dunk?
I hear you, man.
You've got to be to do something else to play in this league, man.
I hear you.
Holla.
Thanks, Donnie. I'm a big Kuminga fan, but that hit home right there. And maybe tonight's the start in this season. As long as we have him, you know, we see a different version of him. Guys grow. You talk about it. Well, he's still a kid. He's 22. They're going on 23. I'm just saying hopefully the lights clicked.
I'm more than willing to go in this season and everybody has a clean slate.
Mm.
But that's not the way it works. The way it works is Butler will get to be lousy for a little while and we'll say, well, but look what he did last year. And you know what? It doesn't mean anything what he did last year.
Mm.
Same for Kuminga. Kuminga didn't do much last year. All right. Well, he's got an opportunity. Like, I don't care about last year. Like, Jimmy Butler. Butler is just
he's the reason we still got hope though, Stoudy. I don't know where you were going with that. Let's put some respect to, because had he not come here, we probably wouldn't have made the play in. Let's be that real. And the reason now people are saying we got a chance possibly is because of Butler and what he's meant to Steph,
that's not
Dre,
right,
and everybody.
Yeah.
That sound like people.
Why would you give better? I guess if you're a fan of the team, you give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But Butler's starting from ground zero, as far as I'm concerned.
See, I think that's unfair. In totality, you're right. But to strip him of what he did and what he changed last year,
what does that matter?
Your concern, if not saying you or anybody.
Any of it matter?
Your concern level or your question for that manifesting should be lower because you tasted half of the dish.
He was on a honeymoon period.
Why can't you take the good with the bad?
Like, there's been no bad yet. Yet, but what? Like,
so I'm giving. Okay. Yeah, I'm just thinking positives, partner. Like, honestly, you could. Let's just say what card in the deck of basketball does Jimmy Butler at this age and everything that transpired in Miami? How can he not be a good soldier?
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm serious. Like,
okay, well then, have you not followed his career? Like, there are things that he brings to the table sometimes that aren't great.
But should we talk about it until we see it, though? It hasn't reared its head in Golden State.
And you know what? And
that's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know that it's reared its head or not. I mean, maybe they've kept it behind closed doors. I don't know. But I expect the same Jimmy Butler that we got in Miami the last 3 or 4 years.
And see, I moved on thinking that that's done.
Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. I don't know. Like, I just don't. Like, when you say, you know, the veterans are just so sick of the play-in, and they, like,
right,
can't stay motivated for 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it all is going to shake out at some point. But yeah, no, like, nothing that anybody did last year really matters at this point. Like, the Warriors were 28-7 with Butler and the big two.
Yeah.
All right.
But you
think they're
going to
be 28-7 with them this year?
I don't, but like, I expect them to be.
Well,
you know, and you prorate
the whole season.
Yeah. Like, Stoney, I think this team can win 54, 55 games.
Well, that's like,
and that's seven more than they won last year.
Just FYI, yeah. I think 28-7 is like 60 wins.
Well,
and,
but I'm saying if they got to 54-55, which it might be to get you a 4-5. I mean, dude, they were a 7th seed at 48-49 game wins. Like, damn, that's and now I feel like the West has gotten better.
Exactly.
Here come the Spurs. Here comes Memphis.
But that's the other thing. It's like the West is probably better this year than it's been in a long time.
Can the Warriors be a part of that, though? And I think they are. If that 28-7 is real from last year.
I mean, the 28-7 is real, but that's just 35 games, and it's a 35 games where Draymond Green, just by his word, said, yeah, we played harder in those 35 games than we did in the first game, or we were playing playoff basketball as soon as Jimmy got here. All right, well, I want to see what playing non-playoff basketball for half a season with Jimmy Butler looks like, or trying to play a whole season like they did the second half of last year.
What does that look like? What I expect to see starting tonight. You know what I mean?
But how many games do they miss? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's the part that doesn't.
That's why you laughed at me when I brought up Will Richards, Donnie. And you didn't laugh because he's a bum. But I'm just telling you, the way this thing is set out with the older guys, Stoney, guys are going to get some opportunities, and Kuminga's one of them tonight getting a start. And we don't know why, but he's starting. Take advantage of it. And I'm sure Richards, if they're getting guys are getting blown by and Moody or Pods can't go or whatever, we'll probably see Will Richards, Stoney. Like, I have that on my bingo card.
Right, and I'm very excited to see Will Richard, and I'm very excited to see what he brings to the table. But I just don't go into a season never having seen a player and like, oh, Will Richard's going to play a lot of minutes. He could be a part of this. Okay, part of what? Part of playing 15 minutes on a 50-win team? That would be pretty damn impressive for a second-round pick. Or is he a guy that's just got to play 12 minutes because they don't have enough players to play quality minutes? You know, there's a chance that the young guys could get a lot of playing time this year, and the team stinks. And maybe that's why they're getting playing time, because they had a lot of injuries and stuff. Let's go to Adam in Berkeley. What's up, Adam? How you doing, man?
Me too.
Hey, Adam.
Fantastic, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, opening night.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Hey, listen, Stoney, we are championship, baby. I don't want to hear none of this. We're going to take it all this year. We were so close last year. Curry doesn't get hurt. Curry in the playoffs. Everyone's got to have a little faith. This is our run. Big run this year, boys. Have a great day.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And here I go, Stoney. There is something to say of watching your team all year. It looked lethargic. They pull off a big trade, the Devers trade, but it works right away. There is something that had Steph played in that Minnesota series, Donnie, and they got beat 4-1. I don't think I'd be across from you today as excited as I am. But the fact that they stole that game, him only playing the first quarter and then leaving and not coming back in the series, like, I'm like you. Maybe you say, and I've done it. Women have accused me when I was single. Maybe I'm living in the past. But Stani, I can still taste what that Warrior team was, and people were afraid. And unfortunately, Curry got hurt, and there went.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did Houston look afraid? They lost this series. Did they look afraid?
No, they did not.
Okay.
And can I just ask me another question? Why would they look afraid?
Exactly. Like,
oh, okay. You say it because I said afraid. But yeah.
I don't think anybody's afraid of the Warriors anymore. Now, they might be by the end of the year if the Warriors are better than people think. This is for the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. If last year doesn't mean a thing, then what does it matter what Butler coming in? Yeah, it doesn't. Nothing matters except the game tonight and what happens this year. I mean, I don't care what Curry did last year in 2022. That's why I'm expecting him to be pretty good again, and so will all the other guys, and it's just a matter of where they end up in terms of their win-loss.
Okay, Stani, if you truly believe that, then I think it's fair to not be surprised, like it sounds like you are, and I am, I admit it, about Kuminga starting if last year doesn't mean anything today. Last year means something because it wasn't pretty for Kuminga, and he's getting the start with everything that went off in the offseason. So it is a bit of a shocker for one game that he's starting tonight, but if you're going clean slate,
it's a clean slate for me with Kuminga. He couldn't play in this lineup last year, according to the head coach. Mm. According to the head coach, this lineup that he's using to start didn't work. All right, let's watch it tonight. Let's see what happens. Maybe it'll work tonight. Maybe Kuminga is a different player. Maybe Butler. I don't know. Maybe it just works this year.
And they still could have a different starting five come Thursday home opener against Denver.
Right, and then we're going to have to talk about how's Kuminga, how's he doing when he starts one night, comes off the bench another, starts off the bench. Like, I get Tim in North Carolina is like, doesn't get it.
Yeah, he's done.
But the reality of the situation, if Jonathan Kuminga doesn't have a locked-in role, then guess what? We're going to be talking about him.
But if he has a good effort, let's just say for the first eight, Stani, that's how you build toward a role. You know what I'm saying? So I would just tell the Tims of the world that are all despondent thinking this doesn't mean anything because it does mean something because he could be on the brink. This could be, I know it's one game, opening night. What a gift. That might be too strong, but the bottom line is this could be baby steps into him getting traction just up to a good start.
See, my feeling is the only way this can work, at least at this point, is if Jimmy Butler says, when I'm on the floor with Kuminga, I'll play like Kuminga normally plays, which has to be a third option.
Now, what if that meant not using as much gas or petrol?
Fine.
Dude, no, I'm looking at it from Jimmy's point. Like, I'll do that just to save.
I'm just saying, here's where I think Jonathan Kuminga does not fit. He's a scorer. That's what he does by far better than anything else.
Okay.
He's a scorer. But when he plays with Steph and Butler, he's a third option. So now you have a guy who scores first and foremost, that's what he does best, but he's a third option, so you can't really milk him like that. And then if he doesn't do the other things as well as you'd like, now you've got a scorer who's your third option, who's not helping out in other areas. That's what I think sometimes Steve Kerr sees out there with Kuminga. Crossover next on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.